Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are going to continue on the topic of transformation. I just noticed on my studio that I set today's time for 15 minutes rather than 30 minutes, and so I am going to condense today's message into 15 minutes so that you can get everything that we have for this portion of the transformation series. This morning we are going to continue in the book of Ruth, chapter 1. We'll be going through verses 11 through 18. And last week we talked about being prepared, being in a position to hear from God, and how Naomi, although she was in Moab, she still heard what the Lord had done for his people by coming and providing for them. And then when she heard that the Lord had prepared for his people, then her and her daughter-in-law began to prepare to return home. Not only did they prepare to return home, but they started off to head back on the path that would lead them back to where they were going. And so last week we talked about being in a position to hear from God and being ready to move once you hear from the Lord. Not only being ready to move, but you have to make sure that you're on the path that the Lord is taking you on and not the path that you want to be on, or the path that feels comfortable to you when you are being transformed, when you are allowing the Lord to transform you. So I pose the question, are you ready? Are you in a position to hear from the Lord? Are you in a position to leave when you do hear from the Lord? And are you in a position to go down the path that the Lord has for you rather than the path that you want to take? So verse 11 in Ruth chapter 1 reads, "But Naomi said, 'Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me.'" And so when we are going through the transformation process, we have to be prepared. We cannot let bitterness consume us. We talked about in the first part of the series, how Naomi started off and she went to Moab. She had her husband and her two sons. Well, her husband and her sons died, and so she had lost that part of her family that was with her. She had lost a piece of her. But then she gained two daughter-in-laws. Prior to her sons dying, they married two Moabite women. And so we talked about loss and gain, and in the transformation process, where there will be times where you will lose some people, there will be some times where you will gain some people. But you have to be in a position to be prepared to continue to move forward in your own purpose, regardless of the people that you lose and the people that you gain. But yet Naomi was still, she was so bitter that she thought that the Lord's hand was against her. And oftentimes when the Lord is taking people and things from our lives and adding different people and things, we begin to think that the Lord is against us. And it seems like odds are against us, and we don't know how to respond to what the Lord is doing in our lives. But we cannot let bitterness consume us. And that bitterness, that's anger, that's hurt, that's resentfulness because of a bad experience or something that we have went through. But we have to understand that when God is moving in our life, he knows everything that we need. He knows the people that we need to be with. He knows the people that we don't need to be with. He knows when people's season is up in your life, and he knows when your season is up in other people's lives. And so we cannot lose hope in thinking that the Lord is no longer with us. It says, she said, "Even if I still had hope." there's always hope in the Lord. So regardless of what you are going through, regardless of what the Lord is transforming you to, you have to always be prepared, and you cannot let these emotions take over you. The King James Version says that she was grieving, and grieving is a deep pain. It's sadness. And we can have these emotions, but we cannot let these emotions consume us, because when we allow these emotions to consume us, we begin to make decisions that we would not normally make if we had a clear mind. And so Naomi had lost hope. She said, "It was more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." And the Lord's hand had not gone out against her. This was part of her process. This was part of her life. And so she had to lose some people, but yet she gained some people. And so she was trying to convince her daughter-in-law to stay in their country. In the last verses, it said that they started off on the path, but then they had to stop in order for Naomi to communicate that she wanted them to return home back to where they can get a husband, because Naomi didn't think that she could have any more sons, or she thought that was the only way for them to be able to have protection was from her. But when God is in control, we cannot limit God and what he can do. God can provide us with what we need, however he wants to do it. He does not have to do it in the way that seems normal to us. He doesn't have to do it the same way that he did it last time. But if we would stand firm, and if we would believe what God is telling us and get in a position and a posture to hear and do what the Lord is saying to us, then we don't have to think and look at things in the way that we would normally look at. And so that's what Naomi was doing. She thought that she had to have some more sons in order for her daughter-in-law to have what they needed, a husband, that husband to provide the provision and the protection. But we also must understand that when people are with us, when we have people that are on this journey with us and the Lord has them with us, and we are in a position to, we are preparing to leave and we are preparing to hear from God, we have to make sure that they are also in a position to do what they're supposed to do. We cannot try to remove people from our lives that the Lord has placed in our lives for a particular purpose. And so what Naomi was doing was she was thinking in her natural mind rather than thinking in her spiritual mind. And so that's also what we have to do. We have to make sure that we are staying aligned with God and communicating with him about the people that's in our lives, because everyone is not going to stay in our lives forever. But the Lord will place people with you that you must keep in your life, because they have to fulfill a particular purpose for you. And if you are trying to push that person away, then they won't be able to function in the capacity that the Lord has for them to function in your life. You are actually missing out on your blessing when you are pushing people away that the Lord will have to be with you. And so she allowed bitterness to consume her, those feelings that, those emotions that she had, she allowed it to consume her, which caused her to begin to think in a way that it was only normal to her. But what she had to do was she had to get aligned with the Holy Spirit and know that there was a plan and a purpose above what she can think. And so we have to get to that place where we understand that God's plan is not always our plan. It does not look like what we think it should look like. We cannot look at other people and see what God is doing in their lives and think that it's going to be the same way in our lives. We cannot look at what God did for us before and think that he's going to mimic that again. We have to get in alignment with him and follow his flow and allow him to take us through that process. The Lord was not against her, but yet that's what she thought, because it wasn't working out in the way that she thought that it should work out. And that's sometimes what we do. We think that God is against us or people around us are against us. Sometimes people have to tell you no, because God set it up that way, because if they tell you yes, it will be going outside of the plan and the purpose that God has for you. And so sometimes people will have to tell you no in order for you to fulfill the purpose that God has for you. And it's not that they are against you, it's that that is not God's plan for your life. And we have to stop trying to make up a plan for our own life and follow the plan that God has for our life. But because we get in our emotions when we are in this transformation process, we aren't thinking clearly, we aren't making decisions clearly, and we want to move before God, or we want to tell God what we want to do. But when you are truly ready to allow the Lord to transform you, you won't let bitterness, sadness, pain, you will not let any of that consume you and take you outside of where the Lord is taking you. And so let's look at verses 14 and 15. It says, "As if they wept again, then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. 'Look,' said Naomi, 'your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. go back with her. So in order for us to be ready for transformation, we can't let bitterness consume us, but we also can't go back. We shouldn't start the journey and then get to a place to where we want to go back to what we're comfortable, what's comfortable to us or what's known to us or what makes sense to us, and then go back to that very thing that the Lord is taking us from. We have to make sure that we are staying aligned with Him and that we embrace what He is doing in our life, regardless of where we are, what it looks like. We have to make sure that we are standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ and doing what He has for us. We have to push past our feelings when we are at work. We have to push past our feelings when we are at home. We have to push past our feelings when we are at school and make sure that we are hearing clearly on what the Lord is telling us to do. We cannot act out of our emotions. It's not wrong for you to have emotions. God gave us emotions, but when we are making decisions out of our emotions, sometimes we'll mess it up. And so we cannot go back. We cannot go back to what's comfortable for us. You have to stretch past your capacity. When you can figure it all out in your own mind, we are most likely working in our own mind. We have to allow God to do it, and He is always going to do above all we can ask or think. And so we have to get to the place to where we are moving forward and not trying to reach back for that comfortness, reach back for that known thing, reach back to what makes sense to us. We have to move forward in what the Lord is calling us to do. And so in verses 16 through 18, it says, "But Ruth replied, 'Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried also. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me.' And when Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her." And so in order for us to be ready for transformation, we can't let bitterness consume us. We can't go back, but we also cannot let discouragement trump our determination. We cannot get to the place to where we are allowing discouraging words and discouraging people to trump our determination. When we are determined, we have to set our mind and go for what we are reaching for. We have to go for what God has for us. We have to get to the place where our determination is so strong that the Lord will have to turn us around Himself if it wasn't a place for us to go. We have to get to the place to where we are jumping hurdles and doing whatever it takes to do what the Lord has for us to do, regardless of discouraging words at you, whether it be your family, your friends, your boss, your coworkers, whoever it may be. We have to get to the place to where we are determined to fulfill God's purpose in our life. You may be walking into an unknown place. You may be a foreigner in wherever you are going. You may be the only one that may not know what to do when you are getting to the place where God is taking you. But as long as you know that God is taking you to that place, it doesn't matter what anyone else is saying or thinking. You have to let your determination be the thing that drives you to do what God has for you to do. You can't listen to other people all the time. You cannot go with your feelings all the time. And you cannot be persuaded so easily by what other people are doing that it kills your determination. You have to be determined to do all that God has for you, whether big or whether small. You have to know that when God has set it in place, you have to get that thing done. You will not let anything or anyone stop you. It is so critical that we are determined to fulfill the purpose that God has for our life. You have to fulfill your purpose. You can't fulfill my purpose. I have to fulfill my purpose. I cannot fulfill your purpose. But it's not until we get to the place of determination that we will fulfill the purpose that God has for our lives. Naomi thought that the Lord had forsaken her, but He didn't. This was all part of her process. This was all what she had to go through. And when we get to the place that it's not going to be all, and notice that it's not going to be all peaches and cream, everything is not going to feel good, everything is not going to look good, then our determination will be so set that no one or nothing else can deter us. So I ask you the question this morning. Are you ready? Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.